do love all my siblings, although I will admit to preferring those you and Papa adopted rather than the two related by blood.
Yes. Well, that's because your dear Papa and I were first cousins, Lady Ainsley admitted,
utterly ignoring the fact that she was smothering one of her beloved sons.
To be honest, we're lucky that your sister Jane's webbed toes are the worst that came out of that. But I digress. You must not pick on dear Bertie, or he will get a complex.
Elliot gave consideration to the fact that Bertie's wild gestures were now more feeble twitches than anything else. I don't think that will be a problem if you continue to asphyxiate him like that.
What? Oh.
Lady Ainsley looked down, and with an annoyed click of her tongue released Bertie. He collapsed to the floor, gasping for air, his face, already dark due to his ancestry, now strangely mottled.
Silly boy should have said something. Now, what did I come to see you about?
I haven't the slightest idea. Is it something to do with the builders? They haven't rescheduled again, have they?
No, they're still coming on Monday as planned. It will be terribly inconvenient having them underfoot for the monthly Mothers Without Borders meeting. But I suppose it is necessary to have the work done.
If you wish for the walls to remain upright, then yes, Elliot said mildly. He'd worked and saved and scrimped until he had, after 7 years, managed to accrue enough money to start the restoration of the 17th century house he had inherited, along with a lot of debts, he thought sourly to himself, not the least of which was a nearly crippling inheritance tax. If only his father hadn't been such a poor financial planner. If only his mother hadn't spent her own modest fortune on endowing any number of charities in her late husband's name. It wasn't that Elliot was against supporting such worthy causes. He was as charitable as the next man, doing his part to end child hunger and abuse to animals, and to provide homes for needy hedgehogs. But he couldn't help but wish that supporting his large family and money-sucking estate hadn't fallen so squarely on his shoulders. He had to get this book done. Hell, he had to get the damn thing started. Without the money the book contracts brought in, he'd be sunk. They would all be in desperate straits, everyone from his spendthrift mother right down to LeVar, the second youngest brother, who was recovering from a very expensive operation to straighten one of his legs. Is there something in particular you wanted to discuss with me? Because if you've just come to chat, I will have to beg off. I really must get this book underway if I'm to meet the deadline. Bertie, for God's sake, stop with the dramatics. You aren't dying.
I saw spots, Bertie said, ceasing the fish-out-of-water noises in order to haul himself up to the chair. I saw a light. I wanted to go into the light.
Elliot bit back the urge to say it was a shame he hadn't, because he truly did love all his brothers and sisters, even impressionable, heedless Bertie, who had recently returned from a 2-month visit to see distant family members, who had long ago emigrated from the small village in Kenya to the U.S.
Right. What have I told you both about my office door? When the door is shut, Elliot is working, they parroted in unison. And if I don't work? We don't eat, they answered in unison. So why is it you're both here when this is my working time? I need a tenner, Bertie said with an endearing grin.
Their mother looked askance.
You just had your allowance. What did you spend that on? Girls, he answered, his grin growing. 3 of them. Triplets with golden hair and golden skin and knockers that would make you drool. Bertie, Elliot said with a meaningful nod toward their mother. Oh, well, Lady Ainsley said, dismissing this evidence of teenage libido. Young men should be interested in girls. Unless, of course, they're interested in boys, which is perfectly all right, no matter what the Reverend Charles says. And if he thinks he's going to make an example of dear Gabrielle simply because she ran off with his poor downtrodden wife, well, then he simply needs to think again. The Ainsleys have been a part of Ainston Village since the Conqueror came over, and I shan't have him blackening our name now. That brings to mind the letter I intended on sending Charles after that scathing sermon he read last week, which was quite obviously pointed at me. Elliot, dear, have your secretary...